compassion is going to be the key to really helping you stay with the program, because it's not easy to do things differently. I mean, we don't always like change, even though we may not like where we are with things and with the things the way they are. If we're living with a lot of chaos and disorder, we may recognize that we are. But to actually get from there to living a life of order means we have to change. We have to do things differently. And that's never easy. And sometimes, I mean, you were talking about the seasons earlier. They're, you know, New Year. You're absolutely right. It's definitely a time where people are going, okay, it's a new year, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to set my resolutions. And back to school is another time when it's like, you know, it's a new academic year, if you like. And so it also brings that same sense of change and newness. And it gives us energy and motivation to start. And we need that, and so that gets us going, and we achieve what we achieve. And then what's really going to keep us in there for the long term is going to be how passionate we are about it and how much do we actually desire this change that we are striving for. So being passionate is the desire to do things differently, and then having the motivation to keep doing it, even when it starts to be hard. And we don't want to do it, but the passion means that we'll bring our whole self to it nevertheless, and we'll put our whole heart into it, and we won't hold back, and we'll want to do it and do it well. And with purging and getting organized and bringing order to our lives, I think when we look at the biblical principles that we see in God's word for that, we understand that the purging is about God pruning from our life that which is maybe of no use and is getting in the way. And so that helps fuel our passion. I think it's more than just getting rid of a few things now and sort of bringing our homes, taming the clutter in our homes, but it's more about allowing God to work through us to clear away what is unnecessary and what he doesn't need to be there. And I think that's something to be really passionate about.
So taking that bigger picture framework can really make a difference, doesn't it? So it's not just I'm going to get this drawer by the kitchen cupboard here cleaned out, but it's really a bigger picture, because you talk about passion. I was thinking about, you know, there's emotional clutter. I mean, emotions are so often tied up in how we, you know, let stuff accumulate.
Oh, our emotions are definitely a huge part of the problem. But yeah, the key, I think, that takes us, that unlocks the door from just saying, you know, hey, let's purge a few items, let me get my closet organized this weekend or whatever, is to really understand that God does have a plan for restoring order in this world. I mean, we know that he did create a world that was in perfect order when he originally created it for us, and that we, through our own passions and desires and things that we wanted, we actually messed the order of that world up. So it's important that we understand that he is working towards restoring order here on our planet, and that we can actually come alongside him, and as we align our lives more to what his idea of order is, as opposed to what maybe our idea of order is, then we can become a part of that plan. And that prevents us sort of adding more chaos and mess to an already chaotic and messy situation that God is trying to restore order to. And then we go from asking that question, you know, oh, how can I organize my closet, to asking a more profound question of, you know, how is God's original intention for order reflected in my life and in the way that I relate to the stuff that he has given me and the resources that he's entrusted to me. And that's a key to unlocking that passion, if you like, so that when we grasp this and we grasp that there's a bigger picture behind bringing order, and we start to apply that, then we can really pursue the change that can mean we can live our life and manage our space and our stuff and time and money differently in order to actually be more effective for God and his kingdom.
Jody, you know, most organization books stop at stuff. You address finances and time as well. Maybe just say a word about that here before our time runs out.
Okay. the reason I go beyond stuff is that, you know, stuff and time and finances are three areas where we tend to put our desires and plans ahead of God's desires and plans for us. You know, we want what we want. We want to spend our time doing whatever we want, and we want to spend our money on whatever we desire. So these areas are three that if we aren't careful and mindful, we're going to fall short of being faithful servants and stewards of God's gifts to us. These are his gifts to us. You know, time is a wonderful resource. It's really what our lives are made up of. And how we use that is going to determine, you know, whether we impact his kingdom or whether we're building our own kingdoms, if you like. And they're also very interlinked, and they affect one another, so that you could be spending your time and money on things that God has no use for, or you could be getting into debt financially, you know, burdening yourself because you want to buy more stuff than you can afford. Or we may use our time to get more money to buy the stuff by working longer and harder hours. So they really work together. They're really interlinked. And, you know, Ecclesiastes 4:6 says, you know, better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. So, you know, before we know it, we find ourselves on this accumulation merry-go-round, and we're just, that all three are working together. We're spending money, we're wasting time, and we're buying too, and we have too much stuff. So as we bring these into submission to the Lord, he really helps us to get our priorities back into alignment with him. And we have to remember at the end of the day that, you know, we tend to think of it as my stuff and my time and my money, but it really isn't. You know, everything that we have belongs to the Lord, and he's entrusted it to us for a purpose. So when we are being mindful of that and we're saying, okay, God, what do you want me to use this for? You've given me this time. How can I use it to glorify you? Or I have this money. How can I use that to glorify you? Or I have even this stuff. How can I use it to glorify you? We're becoming good stewards at that point of the things that he's given us. The question to ask is, how can I become rich towards God with my stuff, my time, my finances, all of me, basically? Can I bring that to the feet of the Lord and let him have his will with it and direct my steps with how to use it effectively and efficiently for his glory? So that's why I bring them in. I don't think it's just one thing that stuff is just the issue. There's a lot of issues, you know, but these three are major. And, of course, it's all driven by, there's one chapter in my book called Purging Your Inner World, which sort of really looks at our heart issues and why we're even having too much stuff and why we're spending our time in certain ways and why we're buying more than we need to do. Like, what is that about? Why are we even doing that? And it really comes back to, you know, the chaos and disorder of the world that we've created, and everything's kind of off, and our priorities are no longer in line with him, and we're just sort of, it's a free-for-all, and we're doing whatever we can. So when we bring these, and we strive to bring these back into alignment with him, order is restored in our lives. And so that's really the journey that we're on, is to continue to help God restore order to this world in our own way, in our own part of the world, in our home, where we are with what he's given us, being faithful with that.